ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। In the Christian Bible, there is a phrase, Hallowed be thy name. The name of God is accepted universally in all religions as being most holy. In the Puranas, there is a very powerful verse, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalau nasyeva, nasyeva, nasyeva gatir anyatha. That if one wants to achieve success in life, there is only one way, by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Before I speak, I always recite one prayer which puts me in the proper frame of mind. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. I consider this prayer the secret to success, the key to the kingdom of God. That if I can always remain meek and humble, if I can remain tolerant, compassionate, offer all respects to others, why? Because in everyone's heart resides God. If I can not be concerned with praise from others, then I will always easily chant this holy name of God. I have been requested by the Amin family to conduct today's service. I'd like to read this first page from the pamphlet that you should all have gotten. It's a brief summary of the life of Saraswati. She was born in a small village named Bengare, close to the city of Mangalore, in the southern state of what is now known as Karnataka, India. She was the youngest in her family. She had three brothers and one sister. Although her father was an ascetic, he passed away when she was only two, but she somehow assimilated these traits and lived her life with an unshakable faith in the Lord and constant loving devotion to Him. And in the different times that I met her over the years, I can certainly testify to that. Following the completion of her basic education, she followed her passion for music, crafts, and homemaking skills. Before her marriage, at the early age of 17 years, to Devappa Putran, she became adept at playing the harmonium, singing, sewing, knitting, crocheting, and cooking. She won many awards for these. Her entire life was dedicated to serving others and God, and I'd like to follow in her footsteps in that regard. She was instrumental in providing all her children with a solid foundation of family values in a nurturing environment. And my experience with the Amin family certainly testifies to that. She excelled at cooking a wide variety of nutritious foods and felt great joy in feeding others, whether they were relatives or total strangers. Her sincere pleasure in taking care of family and friends in sickness or health, her generosity, and her very deep abiding faith in God endeared her to a legion of friends who became more like her extended family members. I'm assuming that's all of you. A simple soul with a big, big heart and a smile that lit up her whole face. She was well loved by all and will be very sorely missed by all of us. I would ask you all to repeat after me if you would. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So, over the course of the past week or so, Jyoti has been sending me emails. And in each of those emails, she would write something about her mother, and I just happened to collect all those, and I thought it would be good to read what Jyoti wrote. My dear loving mom left her body November 3rd on Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day at 12:46 p.m. in the month of Kartik. So, in the Vaishnava religion, that is considered extremely auspicious. It is a very good sign. She had Lord Ram and Lord Krishna's picture with her. She had tulsi beads around her neck and also Lord Narsinghadev's kavach. Again, very, very optimum auspiciousness way to leave this world. Unfortunately, she left before I could reach her, just a minute before. Maybe it was her way of protecting me. She knew I could not bear to see her suffer. My nieces assured me that they whispered the Hare Krishna mantra in her ear. Nieces, that is the best and greatest thing you could ever have done for Saraswati. I applaud you for that. My brother said she passed away very peacefully. That's another auspicious sign. Her face was very peaceful. I put the tulsi leaf and Ganga Jal in her mouth. My husband, daughter, and I chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and Nrisimhadev prayers, and I prayed to Lord Krishna to please keep her by his lotus feet. Based on this description, we can only, I would say, in the least case scenario, she is either with Lord Krishna right now, or she has taken her next birth in the home of one of Krishna's great devotees. I hope I leave my body in such an auspicious atmosphere. The family has done her nice. Very good. My mom was very sweet, gentle, loving, very pious, and very sacrificing. A simple soul with a big, big heart. She gave and gave and gave and fed and fed and fed. She fed every living thing. Dogs, cats, birds, of course, people, family, friends, neighbors, strangers. She loved plants and had a green thumb. She always said that we should remember to water the plants, that they are also living things and they get thirsty. My mom was my best friend, as was my dad. We had a bond that transcends the grave. My mom always told me that if she ever left her body, she would always be with me, watching me and protecting me. Is it there? I was very close to both my parents. In fact, I grew up with them rather than my siblings. My siblings and I have more than a decade gap between us. They didn't like me to tag along with them. So it was my mom and dad who always spent time with me. They instructed me and guided me, and I feel very fortunate to have had parents like them. Now Lord Krishna is my everything. So now I know, Jyoti, why you are who you are. This I didn't know, but now I see how you have become the great person that you are now today. My mom was very fond of all of you too. In her honor, I would like to have prayers for her and prasadam for all the devotees in all the three temples, New Dwaraka, Sri Sri Panchatattva, and Radharaman temples. And there will also be the cremation ceremony that will be on Friday. But that's only for family members, is that correct? Okay. At times like these, we are reminded of the gravity and seriousness of this experience we know as human life. We are taught in the Bhagavad Gita, most of us coming from the Hindu tradition, accept the Bhagavad Gita as our daily code of life. The Bhagavad Gita begins with the first lesson of transcendental or spiritual knowledge, that there is a difference between the body and the soul. Even in the Christian Bible, which I was raised on, dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. But that is referring to the body. You can also find a similar statement in Srimad Bhagavatam. The same analogy is given of dust, that the body is simply material. But we learn from the Bhagavad Gita, from Krishna's own mouth, that there is something inside the body, something which is not material, something which is eternal. How eternal? Eternal as God Himself. Always existed in the past, exists now, and will forever exist in the future. So therefore, this whole experience of death is simply another chapter, because life goes on. Depending how a person lives in this life determines the next life. So therefore, someone who can accept these concepts, someone who is sober, begins to reflect, what kind of life do I want next? We see, all of us see, all around the world, there are different existences. Some people living very, very happily. Some people living a very miserable life. Some people ups and downs, all of us. This causes us to reflect, why is one person suffering? Why is one person enjoying? If one accepts the teachings of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, one understands there are no accidents. Everything is cause and effect. I take responsibility that whatever is happening to me, it is because of the decisions and choices I have made. Now, let me act in such a way that my next life will be the best possible life I can achieve. What is the goal? Is the goal simply to have one experience after another? Is there a goal? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains what that goal should be. You don't have to accept his goal, but according to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, the goal is you should come to him. You should return to him. But the choice is ours. We don't have to go if we don't want. We can stay in this world of games known as earth or anywhere in this material world. Or we could say it's a world of dreams. But the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is that we should return. That requires austerity, penance, dedication. Actually, it just requires one thing: learning how to love God. As I said at the very beginning, God is within everyone's heart. Some will accept, some will deny, some will neglect or forget. But God is within everyone's heart. And all God is waiting is for us to make a voluntarily decision. My Lord, I want to love you. My Lord, I want to serve you. My Lord, I want to come back to you. Once that desire is there in the core of one's heart, God makes all kinds of arrangements so that gradually, little by little, that actually happens. Little by little, circumstances present themselves and you're given chance and choice after chance after choice how to actually return to God. That is called walking the straight and narrow. Walking the path of light and rejecting the path of darkness. But one has to continue that desire. Religions, all the religions have in the world, have a particular process. The process that I personally espouse. I am a preacher. I have dedicated my life to preaching the message of Krishna. The path that is recommended for this day and age is to simply chant the name of God. And how much should one chant? Always. As much as you can. Every day. Some people, they go to their temple, church, or mosque maybe one day a week. But somebody who is on that path back to the kingdom of God, it's not just one day a week, it's every day. And it's not just every day, it's all day. It's with every breath one takes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When I was a student in school, I remember a phrase from a very famous book. Ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. Generally, normally, all religious institutions, at this time, funeral time, there are tears, very, very high emotions. We experience sorrow, separation. In fact, Lord Krishna himself demonstrated such human emotions. There was an incident when he was fighting a battle and his opponent produced what looked like Krishna's father, And he cut off his head. And it's described that Krishna became overwhelmed with emotion and cried. Of course, quickly, Krishna realized it was a magic show. But the initial emotion of losing his father, so if it is there in God, what to speak of us? We are little samples of God. So, crying, tears, emotions, this is to be expected. You spent so many years with Saraswati. There are so many experiences, heartfelt exchanges. You cannot erase that. But in this first section of Bhagavad Gita, there is a recurring theme. When Krishna is explaining in 20 verses the difference between the body and the soul, several times the theme comes up. Natvam sochitum ahasi. Repeatedly Krishna tells Arjuna, and when Krishna is talking to Arjuna, he is also talking to us. Natvam sochitam ahasi means you do not deserve to lament. What is the purport? What is the meaning? What is Krishna saying? Krishna is saying, yes, you may have so many feelings and emotions, but just as she has passed away, your day is also coming. So it is time to become sober. Time to become introspective. Time to get, as we say in America, my ducks in order. Time to get serious. What about me? Where am I going in my next life? Whether you are whatever religion, everyone has a conception of a next life. Unless you're an atheist. But if you accept religion, there is the next life. So the question becomes, can any of us, myself included, can we say right now, oh yes, I am definitely going? No, you cannot guarantee anything. Nobody knows. But let me act in such a way, let me be in such a way that I will get the next possible next life. Therefore, I beg you, I urge you, walk that path of righteousness, be clean, be truthful, be good. I have a friend, he's a businessman, and in the type of business that he does, he is sometimes tempted with bribes. And if he accepted such bribes, he could make lots of money. But this is why he's my friend. He's my friend because he tells such persons, no, I will not accept your bribes. I would rather remain poor, but I'll be able to sleep at night and I'll be able to look in the mirror and say, yes, I did the right thing throughout my life. I wish our politicians could hear me now. But this example that I'm of my friend is very, very instructive. I'm sure in every religion they have that same thing. You can't take it with you. Yes, you may amass immense wealth. How much are you going to take with you when you're in this position? And this is happening to all of us. It is said in Hindu scriptures that a sober, intelligent, conscientious, good soul always has in front, yes, I may die at any moment. Let me act so that I am ready at any moment. Nobody can guarantee I'll make it home tonight. We don't know what is out there for all of us. Nobody knows. We have an expression, there by the grace of God. That is so true, we have no idea how true that is. So please, walk that path of righteousness. Trust in God who's in your heart. And try to live a good, pure life. So that when you're there and somebody else is here, they will write such a nice description of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At this time, I would invite anyone who would like to come and speak something. Please do so. Therefore, I call up my good friend, Gadadhar Das. Please come. To finish this ceremony, Gadadhar has brought a special sacrament from the temple where he is the head priest. This will guarantee complete auspiciousness for Saraswati in the next life. I would encourage you for the next few minutes, all of you, to pray according to your own choice, but please pray. Gadadhar Das will lead us in a prayer, kirtan, and then all of you one by one can come up, offer your final respects. Family should start.
जय श्री कलिजुग हरि नाम महासंकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय जय श्री नृसिंहदेव भगवान की भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय गौर भक्त वृंद की जय ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते
नरसिंहाय प्रह्लाद नाद दायिने हिरण्यकाशीपूर्वक्षः हिरण्याकाशिपूर्वक्षः शिलातङ्कालये यतो यतो यामि ततो नृसिंह
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 बहिर्न सिंहारिदा तेन सिंह बहिर्न सिंह हृदयेन सिंह नरसिंह मदि शरणं प्रपदे नरसिंह मदि शरणं प्रपदे अवकार कमलबरे नख अद्भुत सिंगा दलिता हिरणकशिपु तनु वृंगम केशवधृत नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे अवतार कमलवरे नख अद्भुत सिंह ललिता हिरण्यकशिपु तनु वृंदम जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे अवकार कमल बरे नख अद्भुत सिंगम ललिता हिरणकशिपु तनु वृंदम केशवधृत नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे तव कर कमल बरे नख अद्भुत सिंह ललिता हिरण्यकशिपु तनु वृंदम केशवधृत नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशवधृत नरहरि रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशवधृता नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश
हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय नृसिंह दे जय नृसिंह दे 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 जय नर हरि जय नर हरि जय नर हरि जय नर हरि जय भक्त प्रह्लाद भक्त प्रह्लाद भक्त प्रह्लाद जय भक्त प्रह्लाद
भक्त प्रह्लाद
भक्त प्रह्लाद जय 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 भक्त प्रह्लाद
भक्त प्रह्लाद
जय भक्त प्रह्लाद नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
हरि बोल
हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि
निताय गौर प्रेमा
हरि हरि
गौर प्रेमानंदी निताय गौर